Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while Jesus himself dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on a mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and Jesus was alone on the land. And Jesus saw that they, the disciples, were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And so about the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Jesus got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. Because of our fallenness, we are so prone to see things about God and yet do not perceive. To hear the Word of God and yet do not understand. So often we read the Bible and we remain unchanged, unmoved. Even worse, our fallen hearts impose what we want on the text. So we miss the point of what the Bible really communicates because we are blinded by what we have in our minds. And such was even the case with Jesus' disciples. Think about it. Up to this point, the disciples have seen Jesus perform healing, miracles, multiple times. The last one, Jesus fed 5,000 men, plus wives and family. But the disciples still did not get it. This man walked with Jesus, picked by Jesus himself, and they did not get it. What hope do we have? So we must come prayerfully with humble hearts, asking the Holy Spirit to illumine our hearts. Let's do so now in prayer. Father, we have read your word. We ask that you open our hearts so that we may have eyes that can see, ears that will hear, and hearts that are softened to understand, to believe, and to obey. Give us your Holy Spirit that we may be able to listen intently. Father, hide me and let Christ be preached this day. For Christ's sake. Amen. So our goal this morning, as we hear from our guest speaker, Mark, is to really see and perceive who Jesus truly is. To really hear and understand what he meant when he says, "It is I." So that we may fear no more because we know who Jesus truly is. So let's begin that. By looking at our Bible, this is Mark 6, we start from verse 45. Keep your Bibles open, we'll go verse by verse. Verse 45 tells us that Jesus immediately made his disciples to get into the boat and go ahead, while Jesus stayed back and he dismissed the crowd. You might think, why? The Gospel of John tells us a bit of the background information. So after the feeding of 5,000, the crowd was